The Hangout with Jeremy Wayne.
Live and definitely local in the Coachella Valley, it's what iHub Radio is all about. All this doom and gloom I've been talking about. Get vaccinated. We're in a race between this fourth surge, these new variants, senseless shootings. Covered a whole bunch of things that were super depressing. But that's all done. Because now we're going to lighten the mood. Restrictions are loosening. Guidelines are loosening. Riverside County, we are in the red tier, down from the most restrictive tier, purple tier, hoping to move to the orange tier within the next week or so. That means more things are opening up for us to go out and consume things like art, for example. The Palm Springs Art Museum is opening its doors for the first time in a long time today. And I am very excited to have with me, his name is Scott Slavin. He is the Director of Marketing, Communications, and Graphic Design for the Palm Springs Art Museum. Scott, thank you so much for joining me today on my show. And happy grand reopening of the Art Museum.
Well, thank you, Jeremy. It's great to be here. And yeah, we are so excited. It's been a year and 3 weeks since we got to welcome people into our galleries.
Yeah, I was gonna ask you just how long it had been. So it's been it was a little over a year and 3 weeks.
Yeah,
it's been very sad. How did you guys hold up during that time when you were closed?
Well, you know, there was some fairly significant belt tightening. Unfortunately, we had to reduce our staff by 45%. We had to take down our operating budget by several million. I and some other key staff members have been working remotely the entire time, but it's been tough. We did have a really great fundraiser. We had our first digital gala in January, which was very successful. And we're actually a week from tomorrow on April 9th, we're starting a digital art auction hosted by Sotheby's. That's going to be another, we hope, really great fundraiser.
What's the art auction? Is this an online thing or is it?
It is.
Okay, great.
Yeah, people, if they're interested, they can go to artauction21.com and get all the information, or just the regular museum website, which is psmuseum.org.
So you're reopening after 1 year. Today's the big day. You guys are open Thursdays through Sundays. And for admission, do we have to make a reservation before we come into the museum?
Yes, because we can only operate at 25% capacity, at least until we maybe get to the orange zone, as you mentioned. So people do have to go to the website, psmuseum.org, to secure tickets in advance. We're open Friday through Sunday. And on Thursdays, we're open 10 to 7. 5 to 7 is free admission, thanks to the City of Palm Springs Art Commission. However, you do still have to go online to secure a ticket.
Even for the free hours. That's so awesome that you guys are still offering free hours, because you did that before. It was, you know, you would go to Palm Springs downtown and you would do Village Fest, or you would go to the, because you did that at the end, like it would bleed into Village Fest. You would have those 2 hours on Thursdays at the end of your shift that day where people could come in for free, and then they would come out and they were absorbing or were able to consume even more art at the Village Fest. So those two went hand in hand. I can't wait for Village Fest to come back, because the way you guys did that, I thought that was a fantastic way of getting people into the museum and enjoying Village Fest as well. So I'm sure that'll happen again when Village Fest comes back. Scott Slavin, Director of Marketing, Communications, and Graphic Design for the Palm Springs Art Museum. He is here. Now, what's some of the outreach programs do you do? Does the art museum do? I think you reach out to schools, do you not?
Oh, we do, absolutely. We've even while we were closed, our curatorial and education departments put together a number of lessons that they shared with the teachers of the Unified District. And we also, every other Friday, we came up with art activities, activities that were based upon, you know, artworks in our permanent collection. And we would send those out in we have e-news, is our e-blast that we send out every week. And we had a lot of participation with that. It was great.
Now, I'm somebody who loves art. I tell people we're constantly surrounded by art. I mean, I'm sitting in a studio and I'm looking at the geometric shapes computer screens. It's rectangles and squares and circles and things. We're constantly surrounded by art. I don't think people understand or they don't really think about it. It's, you know, you don't just absorb art when you go into a museum. You have that specific focus. It is all around you. But when you go into a museum like the Palm Springs Art Museum, it is that focus. I just got to ask you, I can't wait to get back into the museum. Is the wax couple still there? Elderly couple.
Every of course. I have never lose those.
Okay,
I
have
been.
I've been to the art museum like eight to ten times. Every single time I go in there, they throw me. Every single time, I'm like, look at that cute middle-aged couple. Oh, it's that statue again. Who did that particular sculpture? Because it is so lifelike.
Yeah, artist named Dwayne Hansen. That's definitely one of our most popular pieces. It's funny, they the curators, and I'm not sure why, they recently moved it. They used to be at the top of our third floor, which you can see at the bottom of the stairs from the bottom floor. And at night, it was so creepy to seeing those two people sitting there. they're very entertaining, and they're, people love to take selfies with them, which is fine. We encourage that.
Yeah.
So it's a great piece.
There were a couple times I went in there and I saw them and I'm like, it threw me because you guys moved them. How you strategically moved them around the museum is, I guess that's my favorite art piece so far. I mean, there's a lot of stuff there. Now, if I want to volunteer or become a member, how do I do that? Or if I want to donate?
Yeah, you can, again, if you can do any of those on our website. There's tabs at the top of the web page, psmuseum.org, that for donating, for volunteering, for joining, becoming a member, all of it.
So
all there
for volunteering. What kind of volunteer slots do you have available? Especially now that you're reopening.
Yeah, we do. We actually are looking for volunteers. We have greeters, people who help. Well, we'll be helping at the admission desk to. Make sure people have the tickets and all that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. Then people who greet in the museum and can tell people some general information about, what they're seeing, what the different floors are, what the different exhibitions are. We also have docents, of course. The docents have to go through a pretty rigorous, it's a year-long education training period. But we have lots of other slots that don't require that kind of commitment.
So, okay, we've heard the term docent, those of us who do not work in museum, a docent. What's a docent?
A docent is think of them like an art professor. They're somebody who they really know their stuff. So, say we have this, we have two exhibitions currently by an artist named Agnes Pelton, who lived in Cathedral City and was very active in the 20s through the 50s, painter. But she was unknown in her era, but has since become much more celebrated. Now the docents know all about her, and they will be giving tours. Unfortunately, probably not until the summer. We have to, with the 25% capacity, we have to watch that. But as we move into, less restrictive tiers, hopefully we can bring that back sooner rather than later.
Scott Slavin, my guest.
Yeah, docent is just an expert.
Okay, so when you apply for a docent, you want to have like a degree in art or something, or just some general knowledge?
That's probably helpful. Although, like I said, they go through a fairly rigorous training to become familiar with the art in our permanent collection.
Thank you for clarifying that. I've always heard the word docent,
sure.
But I didn't know exactly what I knew it meant, like art expert or something. So thank you. I just learned something.
Happy to help.
So what kind of exhibits, do you have anything new for this year since you're opening your doors today? That's brand new. Can you talk a little bit about any of those exhibits? Of course you need to go see them to really experience them, but what's exciting? What are you excited about?
Well, I'm excited about those two exhibitions, the Agnes Pelton. One of them is called Agnes Pelton Desert Transcendentalist, and they're very surreal, almost sort of like Dali, Salvador Dali, depictions of what could be a desert landscape, but it's very much of Agnes's imagination. And concurrently with that, we have another exhibition called Agnes Pelton Landscapes, which is much more representational and realistic depictions of the desert, the smoke trees and things like that. So it's really interesting. And she did these concurrent, simultaneously. She didn't, focus on realistic paintings and then go back to the more surreal ones. She did them sort of simultaneously. So that's really interesting. We have another exhibition called Gerald Clark Falling Rock, which had opened 2 months before the closure, but then, had to close. So we get to have that until the end of May. Gerald Clark is a local artist. He has a ranch up in Anza, and he is just a fascinating guy. He works in every medium you can think of: video, painting, sculpture. installation. And most of them have a commentary, a running commentary on what it's like to be Native American in this time and place. So those are really great.
When we think museums, we think of sculptures and paintings, and yeah, that's an important part of it, the things that we see. But I've been to the Palm Springs Art Museum where you had exhibits that weren't just involving your eyes, it involved your ears, auditory. I don't remember what the exhibit was. It was several years ago where it was like there were two different sound things playing, going on. And it was in one of the rooms. I can't remember what it was, but the way you present art, not just as visually, but you do other representations of art, including auditory as well.
I
thought that was seriously like that was I remember that more than any other exhibit. Well, other than the waxed couple, I was just amazed by that and some of the artists, whether they're local or not. Now you've got more than one location. There's not just the Palm Springs Art Museum on Museum Way in Palm Springs.
We call that the main campus. It's right behind the Rowan Hotel there. Right off the main drag of downtown. Then about four or five blocks away, we have the Architecture and Design Center, which used to be a bank in the 60s, and we secured that location, and it's now a one gallery facility. That will not be open again until September.
Okay.
We'll be opening with an exhibition called The Modern Chair. It looks like all kinds of, like the Eames chairs and things like that from the mid-century onward that it's going to be pretty interesting. And then in Palm Desert, we have the Faye Sarkowski Sculpture Garden, which is open 24/7. People can go first thing in the morning or in the middle of the night if they like. There's about, I think it's 20 sculptures throughout a really nice a garden space.
Oh, okay. So the Art Museum in Palm Springs and the Palm Desert one is available. So the Architecture and Design Center, that's slated for September. Okay, great. That's the one on...
Exactly.
That's off Baristo, isn't it? Or...
Yes, correct.
Okay, yes, exactly. I know exactly where you're talking about. Scott Slavin, my guest, Director of Marketing, Communications, Graphic Design. You must be an artist yourself.
I do have an art degree, yes.
Oh, okay, great. So what kind of art do you like to do?
I don't measure up to the people in our collection, but I do mostly portraits. It's always been my thing. I couldn't do an abstract painting if you had put a gun to my head. I don't think that way.
Well, as well as I do, artist is subjective. So
sure.
One man's trash is another man's treasure, I guess, is what you could say. So what one person doesn't like, somebody else is going to love. Scott Slavin, artist, marketing and communications and graphic design director as well of the Palm Springs Art Museum. They have an art auction 21 that begins on the 9th, you said, of this month.
Yep.
Okay, so that's next week. Goes to the 16th.
Yeah.
What you need to do, if you want to visit the museum, they open their doors today. First time in a year in 3 weeks, you have to go and reserve a spot online at psmuseum.org. And remember, on Thursdays from 5 to 7 p.m., those 2 hours are free admission, correct? You still have to reserve, but it's free.
Exactly.
Scott, thank you so much for coming on. You'll see me at the art museum, definitely.
Oh, great. Well, my pleasure to be here. Thanks so much, Jeremy.
All right. Thank you so much. That was Scott Slavin from the Palm Springs Art Museum. Open back up today. Go out. Absorb some art. Remember, social distancing, we're still doing that. Wear your mask, all that. Follow the guidelines that the art museum has in place. It's important so that they can stay open and you can enjoy some art. I'm Jeremy Wayne. This is The Hangouts, live and local on the iHub Network.